you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
On today's program, we learn more about the Trenchtown Polytechnic College, recently established in the community of Trenchtown in Kingston. We hear more about the programs being offered and the plans for future development. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Earlier this year, the Ministry of Education followed through with plans to merge the Charlie Smith and Trenchtown High Schools. Former students of Trenchtown High were enrolled at Charlie Smith High, and the Trenchtown High campus was transformed into a polytechnic college, now offering pre-college training courses to students. According to Principal Doseth Edwards Watson, the goal is to build a cohort of students with the requisite qualifications to enter community college.
Currently, we offer a number of pre-college programs. We are trying to build a cohort that will move seamlessly into the college programs. Many of the students had, for example, 3 CSEC, 2, 4, but many of them didn't have the 5 that were required for the community college. So we're building a pre-college program. And from that program, say in another year, they'll be able to move directly into the college programs.
Mrs. Edwards-Watson says the long-term plan is to transform the institution into a full-fledged community college.
Right now, we're awaiting a cabinet submission, which will have us registered fully as a community college. Then all the students would have to meet the matriculation requirements of the CCCJ. But this year, we are in building mode, just trying to get a cohort ready.
Presently, the college offers a range of vocational training courses, as well as Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate CSEC subjects and personal training classes.
For now, we offer the NVQs, that is the technical vocational areas. For example, data operation, customer service, logistics, maritime studies, port operation and logistics, auto body repairs are the ones we offer just to now. And the students will take those along with some CSEC subjects. As well, they do career and personal development, entrepreneurship. All students do that, and they do information technology.
Mrs. Edwards-Watson says as the students progress through the various stages of their training at the school, they will acquire several skills, making them more rounded.
After they have completed and passed those academic subjects, they will move into a fulsome program that they would have started. So say, for example, they started the auto body repairs, they follow an engineering track. So they will do, for example, mechanical or electrical engineering. They may move on to doing welding. So by the time they are done, they will have a number of skill sets that they could benefit from. One of the thinking behind all of this is companies are no longer able to employ 7 persons to do 7 different tasks. So essentially, they are going to be taught a number of skill sets. So when the company employs this one person, they're able to offer many areas, and so they become valuable to the organization.
As it stands, the college accepts students from the age of 19 years old and upwards, once they have completed high school, no matter their educational background.
So right now, because it's pre-college, it's whatever they come with that we work with to get them prepared to move into the programs that are on offer. Whatever number of CSECs they have, they though are specially tested by heart, and we determine their reading levels, and so we're able to support them to passing the subjects that they want to pursue.
Principal Doseth Edwards-Watson is quick to point out that the college serves students from all over the corporate area, not just the immediate environs of Trenchtown.
Many of them are from the South St. Andrew community, but we have students coming from Gordontown, Harbourview, Portmore, and we're extending our reach from Waterhouse, all over Kingston. So it's not just localized to the residents of South St. Andrew.
In coming years, she hopes to expand the offerings to provide even more vocational skills and build linkages with polytechnic colleges in other countries. If you're interested in enrolling at the Trenchtown Polytechnic College, contact the Ministry of Education for the school's address and telephone numbers and other enrollment information. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.